Friday Nights, your show, your music.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Cal with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, thousands of glow sticks used for longline fishing have washed up on Queensland beaches, causing plastic and chemical pollution. The Australian Fisheries Management Authority said they had no plan to switch to reusables due to the domestic industry's minimal contribution. David Ellis from Tuna Australia said the industry would be open to switching to reusable glow sticks, as they are always looking for ways to reduce its environmental impact. Dr. Amelia Wenger from the University of Queensland said assisting neighbouring countries could make a real difference. Improving practices within fisheries and training to minimise the amount of gear lost will help tackle this at a regional scale, she said. A Brisbane B-girl was crowned champion in Red Bull BC One Cypher Australia at the Brisbane Powerhouse last night. Milton-based B-girl Mamiji took home the crown alongside Sydney's B-boy Bob CC. The pair will now prepare to represent Australia and Japan. 16 of the country's best B-boys and 8 of the best B-girls went head-to-head in front of a sold-out crowd. "I didn't expect to win. I'm just feeling so happy," said Mamiji Hama.
In national news, all of Sydney's cemeteries are on track to completely run out of space in the coming decade. Metropolitan Memorial Parks Engagement Manager Jason Cooper says, a new cemetery hasn't been made available for Metropolitan Sydney in over 80 years. Alternate situations are being explored, like natural burials. The potential to reduce site after a natural burial is a significant attractor to many. Rebecca Leon, Independent Funeral Director and President of the Natural Death Advocacy Network, has stated that locations offering natural burials have increased from 14 to 30 since 2020. Despite two COVID strains circulating the country and nearly 2 million people receiving the vaccine in the past 6 months, Australians' only COVID vaccination option has been Pfizer's vaccine since earlier this year. Pfizer's major competitors, Novavax and Moderna, have not been reordered by the government, which experts are saying can cause serious issues. Chair of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the University of South Australia, Professor Adrian Esterman, has said it is important to have multiple options to ensure you have the right tools for each patient, as well as improving overall vaccination rates, which are low among vulnerable populations. In international news, United States President Donald Trump has reiterated the threat of potential sanctions against Russia if no substantial headway is made towards a peaceful resolution in Ukraine within the next 2 weeks. Thousands of Ukrainian civilians have been killed since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began in 2022. Analysts estimated that more than 1 million soldiers on both sides have been killed or wounded since then. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Moscow of actively obstructing efforts to organise a face-to-face dialogue between him and Putin.
For your weather today, Brisbane has blue skies and sunshine. Perfect weather for our very last Zedline. Thank you to those who have listened in and supported us throughout our journey. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all you need for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au. Don't got money or time, I find none of it.